It's Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 47. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Stephen Lampier, and Will Rountree talking about building controls and automation. Stephen Lampier starts off talking about the technology required to take control of an entire building.
Users expecting better outcomes is definitely a big driver here. Then you do have all these different technologies, and you have things on Simplex and BACnet and everything else. And so the ability for something to sit in the middle of that and talk to all those different technologies via their native standard protocols, I think, is really important. But also endeavors like Haystack that's trying to take and create a standard for how all these different devices should report back their data and their status and use common naming conventions. I think those are part of it as well. So, so absolutely there's opportunity there for us to go in and to do that. But, you know, my philosophy, you know, and the philosophy of Barco that I work for has been very much a, let's get away from a lot of customization and a lot of, and move towards more standardized, more harmonized drivers, the Haystack thing that I just mentioned, but also move more towards architecture that really is a friendlier so that people aren't intimidated. So we'll talk a lot about the technology fear factor that exists. And I think a lot of that is because everything has been custom programmed with custom UIs, and then that gets in the hand of a facilities manager. And you know, maybe something's a little bit different than it was programmed 6 months ago because there was a different programmer by the person that provided that programming. So creating these really consistent experiences, things that are almost template-based, I think is going to help eliminate a lot of that and move away from things being very, very custom so that when there needs to be a change, you can be very agile about making that change instead of having to go back to somebody and incurring a lot of expensive changes and instead just being able to go, oh, I actually know what this change needs to be. I can do that myself. So make things really make the tools very friendly, very intuitive, and invite the managers of those facilities and others that are actually going to be touching the hardware and interacting with those devices, make it very inviting for them and not intimidating. So, and you know, even in simple AV control rooms, I've been, you know, an AV manager publishes a PowerPoint. Here's how to manage the hardware in this space. You know, and it's almost crazy that there's like a 30-page PowerPoint to show somebody how to turn on the power on a display and get audio to the lectern. You know, it's crazy. And so that, I think, automation comes with that a lot, which is kind of what we touched on at the beginning, is you know, let's automate these experiences based on all that information available so that people don't have that intimidation factor.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.